Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Broken bone or something, that's easy. But even with a thing like a broken bone, one of the things that is so remarkable is that we now have a ton of new evidence that if you also address the psychological aspect, the meaning of the broken bone, that it's not just something that happened, people heal more quickly and more effectively. So that's a long answer to a short question. The reason I did it was because there were so many people who needed more.
I really like your response to the fact that it's not just a symptom, that you have to get down to the root level. These are my words, of course, but to get to the root level of what's going on, and many times it can be psychological. I want to share with you a quick story.
Yes, please.
A young woman that was visiting Hawaii. She came from a very strong, and this is a true story, she came from a very strong religious background. Well, you can't be in Hawaii and not be affected by the beauty and the music and everything else. And all of her religious training had told her that what she was doing was a very sinful experience. Well, as it turned out, she was on this trip with friends, and she ended up going dancing, which was against her training. She ends up enjoying these wonderful relationships with people and having this wonderful interaction that was totally against all of the training she had. And so she ends up having a very bad break with an ankle. Well, of course, she can't do anything. So she's sitting on the beach, and this man comes up to her, and he asks her what's wrong. And she tells him what's happened, and she's so unhappy. And he said, well, I will be able to help you. Well, it turned out he was a kahuna.
Uh-huh.
Of the old school. And so what he did, he went and applied the energy and healed her ankle. And it was just a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She was totally healed. And she was able to walk. And she said, that's phenomenal. And he said, yes, it is. So anyway, she goes away. She's healed. It was a wonderfully, wonderfully moving experience for her. She ends up breaking her ankle a second time. On this trip, she's back down on the beach. She's looking for the kahuna. She finds him. She said, I've injured myself again. Would you help me? He said, no, because you have to find out what's eating at you.
Yes.
And they had a long talk and a long discussion, and what caused this accident to repeat itself was her feeling she was a sinful person. Now, this is a true story. And she said, well, will you heal me again? He said, no, this time you have to go through the process, and you have to be honest with yourself as to why this happened in the first place. So I share that because that brings full circle to what you brought out. There are multiple levels behind things, and that's not to throw guilt trips on people, but there is so much that goes on within the human being mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's not easy. You have to take time to address this, and the average doctor spends, what, a total of 7 to 10 minutes with a patient?
That's absolutely right, and I love that story, and I have seen this so many times, and it leads us straight into the next piece of this, and something that I have said 1,000 times, and everybody needs to hear this, symptoms are signals. That's all they are, whether you've got a pain in your nose, or you're depressed, or whatever it happens to be, symptoms are signals. The trouble with most approaches that we have adopted over the years has been that you have a problem, I come over to you and I do something to you, and as a result, you hopefully get a little bit better. And this is actually a very modern idea. Many people don't realize that the whole idea of treating anything as objective is less than 200 years old. The idea that I, as a treating person, distance myself from you can be traced back to the invention of the stethoscope. before
that's interesting.
Before that, if you wanted to listen to a heart or a lung or something, you actually placed your ear on the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the old physicians used to carry a silk handkerchief to place over the chest so they could listen. So you actually had to come into physical contact. What has happened since Laennec in France invented the stethoscope is that every new invention in medicine has moved us further and further away from the person and has led us more and more to objectify people. What you just said about the story with the kahuna is so desperately important, because the old thing that you've heard 1,000 times about all healing being self-healing is true in this sense. If you want to really get over a problem and not have to keep saying, why is this happening to me again, you have to look at anything that happens, really back to all the potential causes, physical, psychological, social, subtle, and spiritual, as you just said. You have to look at all of that and then realize that you are going through a process. I'm going to give you an example, if I may, of aging. How many people look at aging and they think this is an inevitable decline?
Oh my goodness, that's standard. I mean, everybody. I mean, I was visiting with some people that I know, and they are following the typical patterning of aging.
Exactly, yes. But what I'd like to suggest, and one of the things I'm going to say at this point, because it's going to come up again, every single thing that you and I are going to be discussing today and over the next year, or hopefully many years that you and I talk, everything we say is rooted in evidence. I am not interested, you're not interested, neither are your listeners, in somebody's opinion. I'm going to give you some data. Instead of thinking about us just slowly falling apart as we get older,
mm-hmm.
mentally we change. And the way to think about what happens is not as decline, but as transformation. As a very simple example, we assume that we begin to lose our memory and concentration as we get older. We may not be quite as quick on our feet as we were at 20 when we're 50 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
But this gets replaced by a remarkable thing, and it's a remarkable transformation. Once we reach a certain age, which is for most people in their 40s and 50s, they start getting the ability to make associations between different pieces of information. And something I've said, I know, and I don't think this is original, is that wisdom is the integration of understanding.
Oh, I like that. That
wisdom
is so true.
Is the integration of understanding. What happens as we get older is we get much better at creating total pictures. We're not so good at maybe working our way through a crossword puzzle in 20 minutes, but what we're very good at is placing things in context, of being able to understand what is happening and extracting meaning from it. And the reason is that instead of using just tiny little bits of our brain, as we get older, we get much better at using the whole of our brain. And so it's simply saying that we're declining is just plain wrong. We actually, as we get older, develop progressively more wisdom that we can share. And the trouble is that most people, A, don't think that way, and secondly, they don't realize that they have a magnificent gift to give people, and that's their legacy. They should be writing down their experiences and insights. When you think about transformation, instead of it just being decrepitude, if you think about the woman with the ankle, I would have done exactly the same thing as the healer.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I would have said, wait. We have to ask the question, why is this happening again? Anything in life, always ask that question, why is this happening again? I always say to my students when I'm teaching, and I've had the privilege of teaching all over the world, ask 3 questions. What predisposed the person to get this problem? Second, and that may be genetic, it may be family, it could be anything. Second is, what precipitated it? Why are they here today, not yesterday, not tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And third, what's perpetuating? Why is it keeping going? if you can answer those three questions for any problem that you have in life, you have suddenly completely revolutionized the way you look at everything.
So, I've found, excuse me.
Yes, no, please.
I have found for myself, and we all have to live with ourselves 24 hours a day, so I feel that that's the positioning I can come from when I'm making a statement like this. But I have found, for example, in my doing, like this daily radio show, and interviewing so many people from different areas of expertise and background, that not only has it expanded my world, but it has enabled me to develop a perceptiveness and an observation capability that would not be there otherwise. But this is my bias.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with many people, you've brought up a very good point. You need to ask, why is this happening again? And so frequently, and I address this to my own earlier experiences, the reason why it happens over and over again is because we have become sort of hardwired into particular modalities of habit. And when we do that, we're so ingrained with that habit after a while, we think, well, this is just the way it is, when it isn't. So with health and with so many other things, to be able to consciously make a shift, and I love your word transformation. I just love it. I think that's wonderful to use. What a shift that brings in the head when you use that. And I'm in my transformational period of life, and you're 99, and you're saying, I got another 35 or 40 to go here. And somebody says, excuse me, wait a minute, you're 99, you're supposed to be decrepit, your teeth are all supposed to be gone, you're supposed to be huddled over in a little lump of, you know, a body plasm here. No, we don't have to do that, but it does take a conscious shift, and it's tough.
It is, but that's... The thing is, what we're going to show now and in the weeks and months to come is that very small perceptual shifts, just little shifts in the way that we look at the world and ourselves, can actually change us extremely rapidly. I'm all about, one time I thought I would explain to everybody, go very slowly, take time, smell the roses, and that would be a counsel of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are never going to do that. So instead, I decided, let's look at ways in which we can change things extremely rapidly. And the way to do that is by simple attitudinal shifts. And then I show people, and we're going to be doing this, I'm going to be taking you, you're going to be my guinea pig, Donna.
Yahoo, I'm ready.
So over the next few weeks, we are going to start looking at very precise things that you can do quickly. And things like transformation, what I'd like you to do is, and everybody listening, just start applying that to any issues in your life. Just think about, am I actually going through a big change? Is this something terrible? Is this something transformative? And if you start doing that for just a few days, you'll be very surprised by what will happen. I can guarantee you, so I'd just like everybody to do that as our first little exercise together, and then we're going to get into some more stuff as we go along.
All right, so that's the key word. For those of you listening, and for those of you that will be listening to the show via the archive, the word is transformation, transformative, and you want to keep that foremost in your consciousness. If you find yourself stuck, you substitute that word. And I have to correct myself, because I went and made a statement that doing this can be tough. It doesn't have to be. That came out of my mouth as a form of automatic response, automatic habit. We buy into certain things, and it does not have to be that way. So this is exciting. This is really exciting.
Well, you're right, Donna. Let me just say something else which is exceptionally important, and people have been missing it for years. If you look at people, and instead of trying to do the one-size-fits-all, you will very quickly find that different types of people have different gifts when it comes to change. And I'm going to give you an example which is extremely helpful. We know that attention deficit disorder is becoming more common. For years, my teaching was that it didn't really exist. It was just a societal label. I now know for sure that it does. But here's the thing. We know that people with ADD are more commonly found as entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. often successful scientists and artists. People with ADD, if they want to change, you'd say, how on earth can you get somebody with ADD to change? You know, how can they focus on anything for more than 15 seconds? The answer is that people with ADD also happen to be individuals who go into a light trance far more easily than the general population.
Oh, now that's an interesting observation, but that's a true one.
It's absolutely true. So for those good people, what we actually do, instead of saying sit down and change, we actually just show them a very, very simple exercise, which anybody can do. It's not dangerous. It doesn't carry any risks with it. But it's something that you can change quickly, because the biggest problem when we try to show people how to do things, everybody gets into their mind that this is the way it is. You just said and caught yourself saying change is hard. Mm-hmm. The other day I was talking to somebody, and he was asking me for some advice. He's a well-known business person, and the discussion was revolving around the fact that he is extremely creative. He has a very unusual way of thinking, and I was talking to him about ways in which he could develop this further so he could serve people better. And he said, but what I really want to do is get more organized, and so I'm going to try harder with my to-do lists. And I said, Steve, stop right there. I said, Steve, you are trying to teach your cat to quack. And he said, what? I said, you are trying to teach your cat to quack. I said, how many timers, day planners, do you have in a drawer? How many do you guess? And he said, oh, at Christmas, I always get two or three of them because people tease me about it. And I said, don't worry. I said, your forte is that you are highly creative. You're doing very well in business. You can surround yourself by people who can do the to-do lists and the planners and everything else. It is foolishness to try and do something for which you're not temperamentally suited. You are trying to teach your cat to quack. So what we do with everybody is find out, what are you good at? What are you bad at? What actually is the motor, the spring that keeps you going? And from that, it actually is a walk in the park to change any behavior. And I don't care whether we're talking about an addiction, a problem in a relationship, or just even wanting to get a little bit more exercise. Actually, it's a lot easier than we used to think. And we've just made it very hard for ourselves because we didn't look for the things that are specific and different about individuals. When you find those, it's easy.
One of the things I've discovered in my many years of counseling, and this was a self-discovery that I was able to share with other people, when you can focus on your strengths, and just as you've said, when you can focus on those and you can get feedback from people, what do you think are my best qualities? What do you think? And I'm not talking about just doing this with anyone. Do it with people that you know and respect and that you know have a good, healthy aspect of understanding you, and say, what do you see as my strong points? What do you see as weak points? And look at both of them, and don't get all involved emotionally with it, but when you see that most of them, just like with your friend, you said, gee whiz, you're an entrepreneur, you're a creative person, you're not supposed to be out there laying concrete in your driveway. No wonder your wife hates you to do anything around the house. My God, you destroy more than what you do. So you go about what you do best. Now, a lot of people would say, well, life isn't always fair. I'm not always going to be able to do everything I want to do and what I love to do, but you can supplement, you can put yourself in those agendas, in those environments that are going to support who and what you are. And that is something that we haven't been taught. That's something I find, including myself, it's like this is what the way the world is. This is A, B, C, and G, and that's it. Don't try to go to X, Y, Z, because there's no hope in the blue heavens above for you to do that. So you're coming from a point, and that's something I'm able to come from as a point in my life experience because, again, I have been fortunate to cross paths with so many people of so many different backgrounds. And even then, it's just like a scratch on the surface of opportunity that is there. And I think that that is so important to be able to let people know their strong points and to compliment them on it and not to deface them because they're not a super-duper accountant, or call them stupid because they're not something like that. Say, really, what are you really good at? And look at that, and they can end up sculpting a life that can be just absolutely marvelous, and it can be a turnaround, like you said, that's very, very quickly accomplished.
And what I'd like to do is actually take what you just said and suggest that people do that, not just about one thing, but try and break it down into physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. I'm going to give you an example. Somebody came to see me, and she said, well, you've had such a great life, and it's easy for you because, you know, you've had all these contacts, and you've done all this. And I said, I came from a very poor background. I was a scholarship boy, and I did everything just because somebody showed me how to think, because most people are never taught how to think, mm-hmm. how to look after money, or how to look at themselves objectively. Those are all things that we are very bad at, and we normally learn much later in life. And I said, just a second, you think you're a failure? And she said, that's why I'm depressed. And I said, why is that? And she said, I never succeeded. I never graduated college. And I said, you have five of the most wonderful children that I've ever met in my life. How can you possibly think you're a failure?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you've actually created children that are going to make a difference in this world. But the thing was that it never occurred to her or the people around her that this was a marvelous, positive achievement.
Oh, I agree.
And it was really so, to me it was so odd, because how often have we all been in a situation and where somebody said, I never thought of that before, and to us it seems so obvious because they didn't have somebody as a sounding board, somebody who was able to look at all the positive stuff. And that's just so important. So today we're going to be talking about transformation, and I want that's going to be this month's mantra for everybody. And the second thing is that I want to do what you just said, which is I'd like people to start making an inventory of two things. One is your positives, and you ask as many people as you can, always physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. We'll start with that. And the second inventory I'd like everybody to do is, because we're going to work on this and I'm going to show you how to change your life a lot, is I'd like you to start having a little inventory of things in your life that suck out your energy.
Aha! Uh-huh.
What things are there in your life that take away your energy, that pull it away and drag you in directions that you do not want? Are there things about which you are upset, emotions that you're holding? Are there emotions in your body, in your mind? Are there just people, things, situations? I'd like you to start keeping a note of everything that pulls away your energy. And yet again, we're going to do it from all of those different directions, but we're going to add one more. So we're going to look at physical things, psychological, social things. Are there people who suck your energy away? You and I, Donna, have had a lot of experience because we meet so many people,
yeah.
that are leeches. They are leech our energy away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to add in one extra. I'd like you also to think, are there any things around you energetically in people that leech away your energy? And what we're going to do is, this is a little exercise I'd like everybody to do just for a few seconds each day. Think, are there things that have actually pulled away my energy? Have I put my attention onto things that are not fulfilling, that are not helping me grow? So now we're doing this physical, psychological, social, by which I mean your environment as well, are there mm-hmm. smokers around you or something, your energy, and also your spirituality. Are you actually feeling nourished spiritually?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like everybody to have a go at doing that, because I promise you that if you just try these very simple steps that we've talked about over the last few minutes, and just have a look at that, we're going to start working with that information when you and I next have a little conversation in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
and
I want to quote something from your book, because I know that we're coming close to the end here, and
sure.
we're going to be talking again. But I loved this particular statement by Nobel laureate Alex Carroll. And I'm quoting it, the future of medicine is subordinate to its concept of the human being. To date, we've studied ourselves only in such a way as to procure fragmentary concepts of what we are. Our analysis began right from the outset by severing the continuity of the human being and his cosmic and social environment. Then it is separated the soul from the body. The body was divided into organs, cells, and fluids, and in this spirit of dissection, the spirit has vanished. That quote, I think, is a very good follow-up just to what you have recommended that we do. And, of course, we're going to be talking again in a few weeks, and we'll be able to follow up with this. Dr. Petty, what is your website that people can go to and your contact information so that they, if they want to be in touch with you, they can?
Oh, yes, certainly. It's very easy. It's my name. It's Richard G. for George Petty, M.D., all one word, richardgpettymd.com. And it is my website is getting a reputation as probably one of the most reliable places on the Internet for finding information about health, personal development, and all of that. And there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of free information there. So richardgpettymd.com.
Yes, and you've got a blog.
Yes, indeed, I do. There's a blog, and again, all you do is you go to the richardgpettymd.com website and say, go to my blog, and that blog also is attracting a lot of attention because I review stuff along the lines we've just been talking about, and things that people can do quickly and effectively and can change your life forever.
And that is what this show is all about, being able to empower you, the listener, with information that is going to enable you as an individual to make choices. And I think that's so important for you to know about. Dr. Richard G. Petty, thank you very much for being my guest today, and I'm looking forward to the next time we chat. And by the way, listeners, the book Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, it's the magical power of the emergent laws of life. It's a must read. It is very important. Dr. Petty, thank you so much for being with me today. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. A lot of good things to share with you. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much indeed, Donna. Goodbye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and our telephone lines are now open. Our telephone lines, if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, the numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. 530 is our other number, 876-3222. Any of those lines, you're going to be able to reach me on. We're going to go to our first caller for the day. And, oh, I've got so many things. I hope I can get them all into this next half hour. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Sadie, and I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Hi, Sadie. Thank you for calling, and we're so delighted to have you as a guest. And Sarasota, I bet you that sun is shining just as brightly as it is here in Southern California.
Yeah, it's nice and warm and shiny, sun shining bright.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff to experience. Cindy,
yes.
The first thing I'm looking at, hon, is you're going to have to deal with the past. And when I say that, I am seeing it almost like a shadow behind you. And every once in a while, it's like the shadow of the past comes up, and it has these arms that come around you, and they wrap around your heart. And as I look at this, I feel so much emotion, and I feel like I'm choking. I feel like I can't breathe.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you just do something, and then the shadow arms begin to retreat again, and you're able to put it away. It's time for you to get rid of the shadow. It's time for you to really, whatever this may be, I don't care if it happened day before yesterday or if it happened 500 years ago. It doesn't make any difference, dear. You need to bring the shadow out. You need to be able to turn around and look at it, take the value that it offers you as a shadow, and then it will never, ever bother you again. But you need to use it as a leverage, not to handicap you, because I am looking at you as a person. And what I am seeing is someone that has a very, very big heart, almost to the point where you could be like a sacrificial lamb. It's as if I'm seeing you just laying yourself out on the ground like a martyr of some kind and saying, it's okay, you can stomp me to death. I know it's for the greater good. And finally, you woke up. And I'm so glad, because you wouldn't have made it through this far if you hadn't have. And you're saying, something's wrong with this picture. Why should I allow myself to be stomped on? Why should I, you know, be a doormat for people? And I think, my dear, you're finally gaining wisdom.
Okay.
And I look at this, and I want you to pat yourself on the back, and I want you to know that as soon as you face the shadow, whatever that shadow is, you're going to find that you're going to be able to be the teacher that you want to be. And that really excites me when I'm focusing on you, because you have a love of people. Now, you've not always been too discriminating about who you've been associated with, because you always felt like you were the servant. You're not the servant. You're the teacher. But sometimes we go through life and we have experiences that enable us to grow into what we really are. And that is what's happened to you. But you're not quite there. There is nothing wrong with you. You've got a marvelous mind. I want you to continue with your education. I want you to aim for the best.
Okay.
I don't want you to go for mediocrity. I want you to aim for the best.
Okay.
And I want you to, whenever you go shopping, I want you to go into the finest stores you can go into. I don't care if you have 50 cents in your pocket, but I want you to feel it. I want you to experience the beauty. You have lived with too little of that. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, yes.
All right, Sadie, what question do you have for me today?
I just kind of wanted to see, because I have a situation happening at this moment where you see me and my boyfriend in the next 2 weeks. Do you
I think it's time for you to face the shadow. This is a different aspect of shadow. But I think you have to ask yourself, is this really... And it has to be you, not him, but you. Is this really what you want?
Yes.
Is this really the way you would want to live your life?
Okay.
If it is not, it is time for you to turn the lights on in the brain department and in the motion, the foot motion of action, and get a move on. You are not stuck. You are not alone. You're in this transformation. Let me use what Richard Petty was saying. You are in this transforming period of shifting into where you really want to be. You don't have to accept mediocrity. It is not a requirement in this life. It's a choice.
Okay.
What's going on with a boyfriend?
Well, he is being held by immigration right now. And, he's supposed to go to court on next Wednesday, and I was, you know, I'm confused up in the air. He's my support, and he takes care of my children, and I will love him. I want to be with him, but this is just kind of a roadblock, and if they do deport him, it's going to be a bigger, and I know I'm taking on too much of it. I feel that. But I didn't know if he's going to be able to have a second chance to come out and get everything together like we were planning, because we didn't want to just jump into things.
This is his job to do. The reason he has problems with the immigration department is because he did things he knew he shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
He was driving with no driver's license.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So you have to ask yourself a question. You have to look at the facts. He was choosing not to be responsible. I don't care how you cut it.
Uh-huh.
You are making a choice. You are using him as an excuse. And this is going to sound very harsh.
Okay, that's fine.
But you're using him as an excuse to not be self-sufficient yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with partnership. There's nothing wrong with alliance. But he's using you as a crutch, and you're using him as a crutch.
Okay.
You need to talk with someone and say, I've got to change this. Should he not be in the picture, I have got to take the responsibility of doing what I have to do. Now, are you working right now?
Yes.
What kind of work are you doing?
I do office work.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Have you considered anything with advancing your educational level so that you could do better with income, so that you could have care for your children, if he's not in the picture?
Yeah, well, I can do it. I can support myself with my income. I do. And there's been situation at work also that has happened, management change, that I've been kind of considering a different job with more money. And as far as education, I haven't even thought of that because of support with the kids. I have nobody around.
All right, hon. You're not the first woman in the world that hasn't had support from other people.
Yeah.
Now, understand, there may be plenty of people that will be willing to support you, but you're going to have to ask for it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to need to let people know that you are going to need someone to assist you with your children. Do they know of any daycare? I would suggest you try to find out about other or groups of young women that work together that are involved with daycare. Talk to different people and see what you can do. But you got to get moving on this now. You cannot depend on him.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be able to live this life.
Yeah.
And you could, but you're going to be in utter misery.
Okay.
And I hope one day you'll be able to call me back and say, Donna, I've been able to make the changes, but I really want you to be honest about what's going on.
Okay.
And stop using him as an excuse. I want you to be able to stand on your own 2 feet with someone in your space or without someone in your space, because you're an example for your children.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that's very important. And I want you to start associating yourself with some women's organizations. Some professional women's organizations, and let these women know there's a lot of women in these groups. They will be so helpful to you. They will turn you on to different places and sources that are available to you. But you have to let people know. If you walk around and you just keep everything quiet and inside of you, nobody's going to know. They think you're just doing hunky-dory. And that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to do that. Trust me, I went through that when I was in my early 20s. I've been there. I've done that. It was dumb then, and it's dumb today.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this to be derogatory towards you. I'm just trying to help you understand.
Okay.
You're not alone.
Okay.
You are not alone. But there's an old saying, and it took me years to get this through my brain. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Okay, yeah. That's
people
true.
Are so busy with life. But I'll tell you what, that's one thing that I have learned about people, and that's in anywhere in the world. There is a generosity of human spirit that is phenomenal. But if you don't think it's there, it can't show itself to you. So transform. Use that word that Dr. Petty gave us earlier today. This is a transformation. transforming moment for you.
Okay.
It's a transformation.
Okay.
It's shifting you. And your boyfriend has to handle his responsibilities. How long have you gone together?
Well, we've lived together for 5 years.
He's had problems before.
Yeah, the first couple of years, it wasn't, I didn't think that we were going to ever continue to be together, but within the last year and a half, we've really tried working on our relationship and going to church and taking care of the kids and trying to just get our life in order and be straight and live, you know, a good life together,
mm-hmm.
rather than all the chaos.
Well, the choice has been made. You need to take care of you, and he has to take care of himself, because he made choices that should never have been made. And he actually set himself up to be caught. If you think about everything that he did and everything that went on where he was caught driving without a license, you will understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you have to ask him the question, why did you set yourself up that way?
Yes.
So there's lots
he
of
likes,
times...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots
of
times...
He likes to blame me.
That's not acceptable, okay?
I tell him that, too. I said, no, this is not my fault. You are a result of your own choices.
Good girl.
You know, there could have been parts that I could have helped on him, but that was another result of his choices, so...
Mm-hmm. No, I think he's got a growing up that he's going to have to do. It's too easy to blame someone else.
Yeah.
It's too easy to say, hey... You know, such and such is the reason that I'm fat, or blame fast food restaurants or something else. They don't force food down people's throats.
Yeah.
If you, you know, choose to imbibe an alcohol, that's a choice. You're putting the liquid down your throat. It's the same thing with drugs. If you're shooting yourself up, if you are choosing, and then you turn around and say, hey, I blame it on my dad, my mom, my dog, the weather, the hotel that's next to me, somewhere along the line, personal responsibility has to come in. And that goes for every single one of us.
Yes.
Well, my dear, I wish you well. I know you'll do well. And call me back and let me know.
I will. The shadow, do you have any clue what it is? Or I just have to figure it out myself?
You're going to need to figure it out yourself, because it goes way back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your insight. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, dear. I'm delighted you called in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This
thank
is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a quick break. Don't you go away now. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line, but before we go to that caller, I want to be sure and let you know about this wonderful expo that I am participating in starting tomorrow. It is the Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, and it is so exciting. They're beginning to set everything up, and I'm so delighted to be here. Tomorrow, we are going to be doing a live broadcast involving some of the people that are appearing at this wonderful expo. This is the 6th annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival. And this is starting this Friday, February the 8th, going through to the 11th, right here at the LAX Hilton, which is at 5711 West Century Boulevard here in Los Angeles. Now, if you need information about this wonderful event, want to find out about parking, want to know about anything and everything, the speakers that are going to be here, including myself, call 800-367-5777. That's 800-367-5777. Also go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com. That's ConsciousLifeExpo.com. That's their website. It's got everything on it. You'll be able to get all the details that you want. They have got so many wonderful speakers. Gay Hendricks, Peaceful Warrior, Dan Millman, Lisa Williams, George Norrie, Richard Hoagland, more, including myself. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow. They also have a spiritual comedy night, a conscious business symposium, and yoga classes each day, and oh, so much more. So again, give them a call, 800-367-5777, or go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com. I have a booth here. I am going to be in booth number 517. That's booth 517. So if you are in the Los Angeles area listening to this broadcast and you have a chance to come in this next weekend, I would be just so delighted if you'd come by my booth and say hello. And I'll also be speaking on Saturday. So we'll be telling you more tomorrow. In fact, we'll be having some of the people that are participating in this event that are going to be my guests. Then, coming up on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of this month, I'm appearing at the Psychic Spectrum Psychic Expo in Seattle. This is to be the biggest event of its type ever done in the Pacific Northwest. This event I'm going to be broadcasting live that first Friday, and we'll be talking with different people there that are going to be participating. I will be speaking on each of those 3 days. It's being held at the SeaTac Hilton, right across from the airport, SeaTac Airport. And it is just going to be wonderful. So go to psychicspectrum.com. That's their website. And you'll be able to get all of the information that you need. Also, there is a telephone number that you can call, and that is 253-941-3355, 253-941-3355. And it's a Spectrum event that I know people are really going to enjoy. So schedule is heavy, and then I'm going to be back down in Los Angeles speaking before the Quantum Leap Group, and that's going to be the 27th, 28th, and 29th that I'll be back in the Los Angeles area. So if any of you want to get in touch with me while I'm in the area, you can call my office at 800-872-8852, and I'm available. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Margie, and I'm from Gig Harbor, Washington.
Oh, hi, Margie. You're from my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Is it still raining up there?
Yes, it is. It's windy,
dear.
Too.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to rub it in. It's sunshiny down here in the low 70s. I'm going to rub it in.
Yeah, it was snowing last night a little bit, so.
Snowing. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. I'm down here where it's in the 70s. I'm quite happy. Thank you very much. Okay, Margie, let's get down to business with you. First thing I'm looking at is it business is going to have to be your focus. Now, I'm looking at issues of planning, issues with money. I'm wanting to organize. I'm wanting to structure. I'm wanting to put things in their right perspective. I watch all of this. And I want to say this is important, but I don't want you to stress yourself out unnecessarily. I want you to take a deep breath periodically because I think in a way you're a perfectionist and you want everything to be just so. And I think you're going to find there's quite a few burps that are going to be coming along upsetting your actions and your planning with timing. And all I want you to do is to be aware of something, and that is take it one step at a time. If you find that you're getting too rattled, you're getting too stressed, you're getting too anxious, go to a movie, do something, scrub a floor. I don't care what works for you, but I want you to do a shift. the circumstances that will be causing the burps, so to speak, will be totally out of your control. It will not be in your control at all. So it's like water, being water, and you're just going to flow around it. You're going to move with whatever has to be done. If you have to come to a dead stop for a period of time, you come to a dead stop. Just relax, take a deep breath, occupy yourself with something else until things start moving again. That is so important for you. If you do that, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. You are really going to find yourself feeling so pleased with everything. So I want you to be aware that there are these circumstances coming in that are going to be, for another description, upsetting your apple cart. You don't have to do that. Just securely anchor the apples. If the cart is upset, you'll just upright it and say, okay, I won't be moving to a new location or doing something different until everything is the way it's supposed to be. Just be patient. It's going to smooth out, and I'm getting 2 to 3 weeks. I have no idea what this is in reference to, but I'm looking at the next 2 to 3 weeks. It could make you uncomfortable. Just know that it's going to smooth itself out. Don't get stressed unnecessarily. What would you like to ask me quickly?
Okay. I had you on my speakerphone for a minute. I sort of have a bad connection. But,
okay.
I guess I was going to ask you what, that kind of might fit in with, I've been off work for a few months due to an injury, and it sounds like I'm maybe having to look for some other type of work probably in the long run. And I was wondering if you saw anything, if you saw me doing okay financially or getting into something different work-wise.
Well,
or
that's what makes sense to me with the business. You're having to take care of things. And what I would say is look at the realities that are around you as you can perceive them at this time. If you know you're going to have XYZ expenses, and that's what you have to do. If you're bringing in so much money at this time due to the fact that you've had an injury, then you need to balance your budget. You need to look at that and say, okay, this is temporary, and I'm not going to worry about whether I have another extra $500 or $600 a month to go do what I want to do. I'll just work with what I've got right now. If the job that you had previously is going to create a real negative for you, this is the time for you to stay quiet, to lay low, not to get too anxious about that, but to take the time to really ask yourself, where can I go from here? What is it that is most meaningful to me? And should I perhaps go through some additional training and or education that would enable me to take the skills that I have, refine them to a different level, and then look for where I will fit in the best? You need to give yourself this time. I'll tell you something that I think is important. Uh-oh, and we're almost out of time here. Quick like a bunny. Go do a vocational test at a local college. Look at your strong points. And a lot of what Richard Petty and I discussed in the first half hour was really relevant. Hon, I'm sorry, I've got to go. Time's just gotten away from me. You are welcome.
Okay, thank you a lot, Donna.
Bye-bye, dear. This is Donna Siebel. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, right here live at the Los Angeles Expo for Conscious Life. We'll be here broadcasting. And remember, always, take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. And we'll see you tomorrow. Good stuff to share then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Hi, this is Robert.